It's a strange feeling to watch friendships fizzle out in real time on Facebook. But that's what this election has brought us to. I have this old college friend. She's named Lisa Schifrin. We haven't actually seen or spoken to each other in years, but we keep track of each other on Facebook. Lisa's a sometime GOP speechwriter and a conservative columnist, so besides posting about her kids and her dog, she also, as you'd expect, posts a lot about politics. Lisa's got strong opinions, and I often disagree with her, but I like knowing what she thinks, and I like the way she makes me think. But something about her Facebook feed started changing a few months ago. I noticed a different tone. The comments and the replies people were posting seemed sharper and angrier. People talked about being unfriended or needing to block old acquaintances. And it got me wondering, how did we get to this point?
Your voice sounds exactly the same.
I know, so does yours.
It's probably the one thing that doesn't change.
It takes me straight back. So I called Lisa. I got her into a studio to talk about this political incivility, which she says has actually cost her friendships.
More online friends than real friends, more distant friends than close friends. But the funny thing is that it's not so much friends across party lines as, as a Republican and a conservative. The people who are never Trump versus people who are willing to vote for Trump, regardless of what they may think about him as an individual, that's where the huge friction is in my universe.
Really? Tell me more about that.
We've, had endless rounds of, I'm principled and you're just interested in power. And in a few cases, you get tired of it because you don't actually care enough about the person on the other end. And you just say, okay, bye.
So this makes me sad. Because the thing that I remember about Lisa, the thing that drew me to her back in college, is the way her mind works. She's a really clear, analytical, rigorous thinker. She's somebody you can argue ideas with, or at least we used to, in a way that felt intellectually engaged, but never personal. So it was unsettling when she told me that there are times now when she no longer feels comfortable sharing her thoughts in public.
When I go to places that are not explicitly conservative, I don't bring up politics unless I have some reason to. Maybe it's different if you live in Texas. I'm sure it is. Maybe it's different in the South. But certainly in a place like New York City, no conservative goes out of their way to start these fights because you're a minority, an ideological and intellectual minority. And so much of what we see is not... It's not rational discourse. It is confirmation bias. And it's impossible to actually have a serious conversation where people argue towards some new understanding. I don't see a lot of people changing minds.
So you're saying that you feel, as a conservative, that the cultural sea that you live in is antipathetic to your values?
Very clearly. Not only do I think that, but, my children go to a private school in New York City. And I know all the other parents who are conservative, and I know the Republicans who are not conservative. And not only that, I know the 5 faculty members and 10 administration members who are remotely sympathetic.
That's interesting. I don't know anything about the politics of any of my kids' teachers.
Okay, well, I only know this because at some point or another, if you are this kind of, minority, there's this little signaling thing that happens. I mean, it's kind of like any secret society. A French teacher sidled up to me after a middle school graduation and said, I just want you to know, I'm with you. I'm kind of more of a libertarian, but I'm not a liberal. And I just thought that was the funniest thing in the world. It's a French teacher. Who cares what his politics are in theory? But he needed to say that, and I was happy to hear it.
So there's a feeling that you've got to check out somebody's political ideology before you open your mouth, because otherwise
only if you want to be safe about politics, and especially in a year like this when it's so inflammatory.
Do you have friends who are liberals?
Of course I do. I live in New York. I do. And I spent a lot of time with them the last few months? I most certainly have not. I've tried very hard to avoid all social interactions because I can't.
Why?
I don't want to fight with these people, and they don't want to fight with me. And, you know, at a certain point, it just gets so fraught that there's no point. Here's a funny thing. A couple of weeks ago, I was thinking, well, after the election, I'll have dinner with so-and-so. And then I thought, Jesus, after the election, one of us is going to be even more upset, and it's probably going to be me. So maybe I won't have dinner with her this fall.
Well, see, that's what I'm wondering. You know, if we've gotten to the point in this election that friends are avoiding each other until afterwards, how do we all come back together again, you know, individually as friends and then in the larger body politic?
Well, you know, I think that's a profound question. And I think the issue between friends is less important in some way than the national issue. I think we are at a point where there is such a rift that it's very hard to imagine that the fabric will hold. You know, I'm not one of these people who thinks there's a civil war ahead, but I certainly think that, you know, this 50-50 bifurcation has become so deep and is about things of so much actual serious import in the nature of governance and the rule of law and what we think a government is entitled to do and how big it ought to be, that, you know, I think we really are approaching a point where there's a fissure and it's going to be very hard to leap across it.
What about for you personally? I don't know. Let's say Hillary wins. How long before you're going to feel like you can have dinner with your liberal friends?
Well, it depends. The ones I actually care about. Sooner rather than later, and the ones who are, you know, I don't know. You know what? I do think that with some of these people, things will just dribble away, and they won't mind, and I won't mind.
Lisa Schifrin is a conservative columnist, a former GOP speechwriter, and a friend.